News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Today, the Oireachtas will consider a petition calling on the expansion of voting rights to Irish people living abroad. A referendum to offer those rights to Irish citizens living outside the Republic was postponed way back in 2019, but should it be reconsidered? Joined now by Emma D'Souza, writer, political commentator and member of VotingRights.ie. Emma, who should get the vote abroad? Is it all Irish citizens? Is it passport holders? Is it anyone with an Irish connection? Who are you talking about here?
Well, that's a really, really important and critical point to bring up, actually, because oftentimes when we hear this debate live, we hear the diaspora being used. And I think it's very important to point out that what we're talking about here is not the diaspora, not everyone who has a connection to Ireland having a right to vote in presidential elections. We are talking about Irish citizens having the right to vote for their president. And that's a very different cohort of people. You know, we have obviously a very large diaspora, but in terms of the population of Irish citizens actually living outside the state, largest population is up here in the north, where I am, in Northern Ireland. And this, I think, is also a very important point to make, in that it is a global democratic norm. Over 150 countries already do this, nothing controversial about it. Ireland actually really needs to get up to speed with the rest of Europe and our counterparts on it.
And do you want this just for presidential elections, or are you looking at Dáil and Shannon, etc. as well?
Well, I think considering how difficult it's actually been to advance the debate just on presidential elections, that's really where we are in Ireland. We need to focus on what we can achieve and before we start having conversations and debates about other options. Of course, other countries like France do have things like an overseas panel. Lots of countries enfranchise their citizens in different ways in terms of providing particular senators or seats that are for overseas voters. Ireland could, of course, look at doing something like that. Of course, for Northern Ireland, we were very interested in looking at things like Northern representation in the Shannon. But at the moment, we're talking about presidential voting rights. And I think the recent election really kind of sharpened that in people's minds in terms of the fact that so many citizens were denied the right to vote for their president.
I suppose the obvious pushback, Emma, is you moved abroad either to make a life or to travel or whatever it is. So why should you be entitled to vote at home? You don't. The opposite of no representation without taxation. And you made a choice to leave. Therefore, why should you vote in elections that aren't going to directly affect you when you don't live here?
Well, a couple of things on that. One, lots of people who live outside the state do continue to pay taxes. And it is very, very important to point out that absolutely no country actually connects taxation to the right to vote, for very good reason. But on the leaving, a lot of people who leave have left without much of a choice. You're talking about a population of young people who have been forced to leave Ireland due to issues around housing, opportunities, education.
There are also a lot of people who left to have a bit of a life experience and a jolly as well, though. They're like, you know, it's not everybody has left because Ireland is the old famine ship days of the past.
Yeah, but also a lot of people who leave come home. So if you actually look at in terms of Ireland's immigration, about 30,000 Irish people return home every single year. So what this is about trying to maintain a connection with Irish people who are outside the state, to give them a connection to their home place and a democratic right to be a part of that country. So it actually is a very important part in terms of maintain a tie to your home place. And of course, here in Northern Ireland, you know, we don't have much of a choice on it at the minute. But certainly I would very much like to be able to have a say in terms of who's my president. And I don't determine Northern Ireland being part of the UK. I don't have a say over that. So there's a whole population
here.
Yeah,
and that's maybe another issue that people might more feel a bit more sympathetic of. But finally, I mean, there will be people who have Irish passports who don't really have a massive connection to Ireland. Jude Bellingham is an example, a player who got an Irish passport in order to qualify him for a better contract at Real Madrid. You know, there's people who do get Irish passports for different reasons who don't really have a connection here. Why should they have a vote?
Well, people who don't necessarily feel inclined to be that connected to the Irish state are probably not going to go through the process of voting. You have to bear in mind that, you know, being able to vote in an election is not going to be some tick box exercise. OK, it's going to be a relatively bureaucratic process that people will have to go through. You'll have to have an Irish passport. You probably have to register and do your voting at the consulates. But it is something that is very important for the people who it matters to. And we should not be denying the right to vote to citizens who really care about Ireland as a country, who want to be a part of it. And also the broader part of it really is how it strengthens our democracy. This is about strengthening Irish democracy.
Does it not weaken democracy a bit in that you're giving a whole diaspora, potentially millions of people, a vote who don't have a massive say in Ireland, you know, who don't live here, don't live with the consequences of a vote?
Well, again, it's not the diaspora we're talking about here. We're talking about Irish citizens. But, you know, it actually does strengthen democracy. If you look at other countries like Finland, if you look at France, if you look at Germany, if you look at Poland, all of these countries enfranchise their citizens outside the state. It's not controversial. It hasn't weakened their democracy. It's strengthened it because you're bringing in the value of citizens who have other experiences and you're maintaining a connection to your home place. These are important factors. Over 150 countries already do this, and we have not seen any evidence that does anything than strengthen the democracy of those countries.
Okay, Emma D'Souza, we're going to have to leave it there. Sorry, we're just fell out of time there, but thank you for your contribution and for getting your views along. 087-1400-106 is the text to get your views in. Emma D'Souza, writer and political commentator.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.